You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Have you watched any of the Indianapolis games?
Yeah, I watched a little bit of that late comeback against the Broncos.
Were you watching when they showed the new owner, since Jim Irsay passed, his daughter, one of his daughters, Carly Irsay?
She wears the headset.
She's on the sidelines. They actually showed her, I can't remember if it was last game or the game before, on the sidelines with the headset on, taking notes. And they've talked, there's been some stories done on this where, okay, this isn't the first time she's done it. Nope. She's got a kind of a track record of doing this, but she's also in meetings during the week. Now, I have no idea if she talks at all, has any input, but it seems a little much.
Well, nobody else is doing it.
Nobody else is doing it, but it doesn't make it wrong.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know. Do fans want their owner that involved? So this is what she has said. She said, I'm not standing on the sideline to micromanage the coaching staff, as some have claimed. She wants to get a better understanding for the adjustments that are made and what the team needs. Thinks it makes her a better owner. She knows ball, knows the inner workings, understands who's screwing stuff up.
Right. So is she in there at halftime too when they're making adjustments?
Maybe. Do you think it makes the coaches feel like someone's on their back? Someone's watching them? Judging them?
Does
that make
know.
For a good work environment if your boss is sitting over your shoulder?
It all depends on the relationship that she's been able to build with the coaching staff. And it appears right now through two games and through a short period of her being one of the majority owners, that it's working. My experience has not been that way. When I played for Washington, I had an owner that he was involved in free agency, telling the general manager or the coach who to go get, who to sign, what to sign for. He was a guy that inserted himself so much that if a player had an issue, instead of going to the position coach, there's a chain of command. He broke that chain of command. Instead of going to the position coach or your head coach or the general manager, you go right to the owner. If that is a dynamic that develops because she is around so much and the players feel like she's approachable, I think it becomes an issue.
See, I like it, but I understand how it could become an issue if you feel like you're walking on eggshells as a decision maker, or if she takes over decision making because it is not her area of expertise. She's hired people to be experts. What you don't want is what you talk about with Dan Snyder, or I'll give you another one, Jerry Jones, who is the actual general manager and thinks he's a genius, and they've had no success for 30 years. So I think as long as she stays in a lane of observation, learning, note-taking, and then in the offseason, if she needs to make changes, that's where she shows up to...
She feels like she has more contacts to be able to make those changes.
So if someone has to fire the head football guy, she knows a little more of what's going on. Or if she goes, actually, our GM's doing a good job. The coaches are screwing it up. Or the coaches are putting these guys in a great position and the players are screwing it up. She has a better zoomed out perspective of the organization. If she's curious, she's earnest, she wants to learn and she wants to make more informed decisions, that's a good thing. You just can't go too far. Like, we want our owners to care. This is an owner that cares. Maybe you just can't get like maniacal about it.
Maybe she's the reason why Daniel Jones is good now.
Right. Sure.
Colts are for real.
All thanks to Carly Irsay. How would you feel about it if Sheila was sitting on the sideline in a headset and a yellow notepad?
Oh, people would go ballistic here. They get mad because John Morton's sitting up in the booth instead of being on the field.
Well, remember the conversations when we thought that Rod Wood was going to have football decisions?
Yeah.
People would go ballistic. I think it's too much. I do. Like, this would be like, this is like in our world, Jimmy's our coach. Debbie is our owner or something. Wouldn't it be weird to have no disrespect anyway?
If they were like sitting behind the glass watching the whole show with a notepad, it'd be a little much.
The entire show. Yes.
Yeah, but you also know that they're listening and we get feedback from them.
Yes.
So it's
yeah, but that's like watching to a degree. I mean, it's
yeah.
They're not like listening to the talk back between segments. You know, that's kind of what Carly Ursay's doing.
Yeah, don't listen to the talk back.
Yeah, our conversation here would be much different.
if the bosses were sitting in here. Right in the corner right there watching everything.
Yeah. I've always said a great reality show would be a radio station. But it's everything.
Yes, when the mics go off, that's when all the best stuff is actually said.
And John's telling you the things that he was laughing about that he couldn't share on the air.
Yes.
And I'm going straight to HR.
What was that about eating a hot dog earlier? Anyway,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, the question is for you, the football fan. Like, how do you feel about the owner and what do you want from your owner? But the owner that sits there with a notepad and a headset on and she's listening to the talk between plays, the adjustments that are being made, the discussion between the coaches, the players, and the coordinators.
So it's all about the environment that she sets. And if this is something that she's done, she continues to do, and it does give her context when she has to make decisions, you know, about coaches or about general managers. I get that. But when you're around so much, sports is a different business. You're dealing with very unique individuals. And as long as she has, like the issue that we had where players would go straight to the owner, all the owner has to say is, hey, no, you need to talk to your position coach. You need to talk to your coach, the general manager. I am a last resort. Like that's where she really needs to make sure that the leadership is in place.
You don't want to like usurp the people you hired to be leaders. You don't want to like reduce their ability to be leaders.
No, she can empower them by directing, if that situation does arise, empowering the leaders by the ones that she's hired by saying, this is how you handle this issue. It's not becoming to me.
Tech says, I think it's awesome that she's so engaged and she's trying hard to learn. It's a great leadership tactic. The Colts owner's trying to learn how to do this. After a few months, you won't even see her on the field. See, I don't know about that. This text on Twitch says, the Lions were 1-6. The vast majority wanted Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes fired. Sheila stepped up and said no.
Mm-hmm. Matt, we've talked about that.
Yeah, we have. Matt and Gross Point, what do you think?
It's funny. I paired everything you guys would say. I love it. If I was an owner, I would do that. But the biggest thing is, no, I wouldn't. I'm not going to give you play tips. I'm not going to say, hey, why aren't you running the 4-3 here? I just want to know what's going on. And if I can know the plays ahead of time and listen and learn. And then, like you both said, at the end of the year, when it's time to evaluate, I have even more information. I don't have to go back and watch film. I think it's a cool thing, and I would love it. Now, maybe not Sheila. I don't see her getting up and down there, but I would put the headset on up in the booth. Absolutely. I love it. I think it's a cool thing.
Well, we've seen ownership be involved like at the draft when they show the behind-the-scenes stuff. Yeah. Like they're sitting at the table taking it all in. I mean, they're not up at the whiteboard crossing names out and circling guys for the team to draft.
No, just Jerry.
Well, Jerry does. I'm talking about Sheila. She's there. She's present. She's learning. She's aware. She's an active owner who cares. That's what you want. You want someone who will write the checks and who cares about the future and winning of your football team. You don't want the absentee owner that you can't find.
I'm also a little bit hesitant to say learning because she's grown up around football, as I'm talking about, Ursay. She's grown up around football, and I don't know what her background is and how long she's been doing this, how involved she was as, in her early 20s.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not trying to demean that she doesn't know football.
No. I think she's raising the level of her awareness of what is going on inside her organization.
And the type of people that she's employing and the way they interact and try to find solutions and win football games.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's unique. There's no question about it.
We have not seen an owner do this. She put the headset on. She's got her notepad. How would you feel if that was Sheila? What do you think of your owner doing that in sports? What do you want out of your owner? Ticket texters. I like the owner being involved. It shows they have a passion and want to win. Now, the text says Sheila has been in the draft room every year. They show clips of Brad kind of explaining the thought process behind certain picks. Honestly, I want a Mark Cuban-style owner, the type of guy who's always on the sideline, a big fan of the game, running the team like he's a fan of the team. The only downside is if you get into Jerry Jones' world.
Right.
Or, I mean, you brought up personal experience, Dan Snyder, where you're meddlesome. You're in the way. You're actually hurting your football decision maker's ability to do the job. And that's why I ask, like, is she at all impacting their performance by sitting over their shoulder?
I don't think she has anything to do with that. No, I don't think she's impacting
it. Are they impacted by
somebody's
her?
Somebody's always looking over my shoulder. Yeah. I can't say what I really want to say because she's listening.
I don't know if that's the case, but I like that she's involved. It's a good thing.
Jim, you have said running the team like a fan. Fans have texted today, fire Scott Harris. So just a reminder of what running the team like a fan is.
Okay, fair point. I think maybe what she's trying to do, Carly Irsay, say, is be a more informed fan.
Right, but we have an example of somebody that's not always visible in Tom Gores.
Right.
But we love the fact, okay, yeah, it kind of drives everybody crazy that he's not here. He's not a part of this community.
Does he care? But you know what? He stepped up and paid Monty Williams to go away.
There you go. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you want in your owner. And if things aren't going right, you want to be able to write a check and say, hey, good to go.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes like for an owner, humiliation is the great motivator to flip things. I thought that happened with Gores with the 28-game losing streak.
Yep. Yeah.
And I think it happened with Sheila and Martha on the field, the Ravens game, the first year of Dan Campbell. You know, I think
booed. Remember, you were at that game.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a very uncomfortable, I thought. But I got it because of the years of frustration. But it wasn't all her fault. You know, it was.
Yep.
Things that happened in the past. But I will say this. The Colts organization, and it's a family organization. She took over for dad that passed away, and he meddled sometimes.
And mom.
And this is an organization that hired Jeff Saturday. Which, John, I think you thought was one of the most unbelievable things since we've worked together. That actually, I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, yeah. Dreams do come true. But that was not in a good way for the organization, but for Jeff Saturday.
Right.
Yeah. You mean you want me to coach for – you're not going to turn that down. It was bizarre, and it didn't work, and I don't know that many people thought it would, but they're in a pretty good spot now.
Tom, you brought up people being uncomfortable with John Morton up in the booth.
Oh, yeah. This is this year's Applebee's. Although the Applebee's Dan Campbell distraction, it still exists, but because we got it after the first week when they lost to Green Bay. But the big one that was coming in this year was they lost because John Morton's up in the booth and not on the field calling plays.
There's a lot of that when they lost to Green Bay. I think.
What about last week?
I think Carson Anderson even asked Goff about people's concerns after week one, specifically with Morton up in the booth.
We could see if it's a road booth thing.
Okay. This ticket texter addresses it. It says Morton could be in the booth wearing pink stilettos under the desk. If the Lions win the Super Bowl, nobody would care. Actually, they'd want him to wear them if the Lions won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Just win.
He never stands up, does he?
Are you speculating he might actually?
Well, no. I mean, he just never stands up, so we don't know from the waist down.
Or deny.
Yeah, maybe he has shorts on. Maybe he's got the lower portion of your cabana outfit.
He could be like a lot of these people with their Zoom jobs.
Yeah.
Where they have they're sitting in their boxers and they just have like a suit and like a shirt and tie or a button up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All business up top.
Yeah.
Party down below.
Party down below.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.